Educational Technology Podcast, produced by La Vitrine Technologie Éducation. Today we have Maureen Barron, who tells us about her teaching experience in the new active learning classrooms at McGill University.
Hello Maureen, how are you today?
Doing fine, thank you. How about you?
Very well, thanks. So you're an instructor in the new active learning classrooms at McGill University, right?
Correct.
And since how long you've been teaching in those classrooms?
This is the second year. Probably, if you count in terms of semesters, it's the third semester that I'm doing it.
Okay, and what do you teach?
Educational Media and Technology in the Faculty of Education.
Okay, so you teach future teachers who will teach in primary and secondary schools?
That's right. Most of the students in the course are going to be teachers. They're in a Bachelor of Education program. But I do have a couple of students every semester from other faculties who are looking to improve their technology skills or to understand how to use media and technology in whatever job they're going doing. I get a lot of students who are planning to be lawyers, in fact.
Ah, okay, okay. And what made you decide to use this new active learning classroom? Because I believe some teachers might be defensive about trying this new technology. What made you decide to go to try it?
Well, first of all, because of the nature of the course I'm teaching. If I'm teaching about media and technology, you got to use the toys. You got to use the equipment. It's sort of like saying I can't teach a child to swim unless I take them into the swimming pool. So mm-hmm. It's the same kind of thing here. I have a master's in educational technology. I've always liked playing these things and innovating and trying these things in my own teaching. So for me, it was a natural fit.
Okay. And prior to that, you were teaching in regular classrooms with rows of desks, I believe?
Yeah, they started off in rows of desks, and usually during each class I would move them around so that I could use cooperative learning strategies, or I would do half the class in the classroom, a regular classroom, and then after the break I would reserve the computer lab and move the class into the computer lab and move back and forth that way. But I found I always had to have some form of technology used in every class.
Okay, so you were already, you've been teaching with active learning strategies already. This is not new for you, right?
No, not at all. But the thing is, for me, I was trained as an elementary school teacher, and I work for a school board, and have always been in my teaching and learning repertoire.
So now, with this new active learning classroom at McGill, what's the difference?
I don't have to move the students. Everything's right there in the room. If I'm putting them into groups, I don't have to worry about moving desks around. I don't have to worry about reserving equipment. Everything is right there for the teachable moment when it happens.
Okay.
As well as for those planned moments.
Okay, that facilitates teaching, but is the learning better with this new design, or is it like it hasn't changed from the other classrooms that you were using before? Are the students learning more or better? Are they more happy? What's the feedback from your students?
The feedback that I get from them is, first of all, it's easier to engage them. It's easier to involve them, to get them to interact. The students that have fed back to me when I've asked them the questions have said things like that, like, well, it's easier to get involved, and it's easier for me to take notes and to talk to people. And if I do learning these different ways, it's easier for me to remember things afterwards. Or I can practice things as soon as I hear about them, and that way it's easier for me to remember. Things like that is what they've said to me.
Okay, and some Cégep teachers told me that our Cégep students, you have university students, right? But what about the Cégep students? If we implement those types of classrooms in a Cégep or in a public college, some teachers told me that it's not going to work because they're a bit lazy and spoiled, and they will not become active learners if we set up those types of classrooms in Cégeps. What do you think about that?
I think it would be easier for the CEGEP students because these students are already coming right out of a high school where they've been learning in this diversity. I almost have to retrain them at the beginning of the semester because they've spent 2 years or sometimes 3 years in a CEGEP, which is, for them has been much more of a passive learning experience. And I have to get them back to what they were doing in a high school. So that's why I think it will be easier for the CEGEP teachers. The other thing is you also, as a teacher, you have to look at what are you asking the students to do. Are you asking them to do something that requires them to think critically and sort of move away from the standard, giving back the same information that the instructor has fed you? Or are you just taking your same to get the results that you're looking for?
And my last question would be, in terms of technology, you told me you like technology. What is the technology that you like in those in this active learning classroom at McGill?
Well, actually, two very different technologies. One of them is the computers, which are right there for the students. So if there's a teachable moment or something that I've planned because of what I've put onto WebCT, there's none of this going to find the computers and making sure they work and the data projectors. Everything is right there. I just say to the students, go onto WebCT, go to the date of today, and you'll find what you need in order to do this next learning activity. And then they can go straight through it. The other
They use laptops? They use their own laptops?
They can if they want to, but they'll have the computers in the classroom at the round tables.
Yeah. Okay.
The other piece of technology that I really like in there is there's these glass boards on the side, on the wall, instead of blackboards or interactive whiteboards. And they can use markers, there's the water-soluble markers that they use to write on those boards. So this Saturday night, they were looking at a case study, 5 or 6 students per group, to board with a marker. And I said, make your notes so everybody can see it and everybody can talk to it. And that technology actually works very well as well in the classroom.
Wow, that's fantastic. Maureen, I appreciate your time today, and thanks for talking to us about your experience of the active learning classrooms.
You're most welcome. Have a good day.